Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is February 20th, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. LLMs underperform for vulnerable users. Accenture ties AI to promotion. YouTube brings AI to TV. Meta funds state election influence. This episode is sponsored by Pickard. Power your operations with intelligent automation that gives you back time where it counts. New research from MIT's Center for Constructive Communication finds leading chatbots give poorer answers to people with lower English proficiency, less formal education, or who are outside the United States. Tests of GPT-4, Claude 3 Opus, and Llama 3 used truthful QA and PsyQ questions with brief user biographies. Accuracy fell across models, worst when users were both less educated and non-native speakers. Claude 3 Opus refused nearly 11% of questions from less educated non-native users versus 3.6% in a control. It also used patronizing language in 43.7% of refusals for less educated users. The results suggest LLMs risk amplifying information inequities unless addressed. Accenture now records weekly individual logins to its AI tools and makes use of measurable input in promotion deliberations. CEO Julie Sweet has said employees who cannot adapt to AI era will have to leave. The company, with almost 800,000 employees and more than 550,000 trained in generative AI, tracks tools including AI Refinery. Staff in 12 European countries and those on U.S. government contracts are exempt. Some insiders call parts of the toolset broken slop generators and say they would quit than comply. Big Four leaders say senior partners are harder to move to AI. Accenture's stock fell 42% over 12 months.
Ad break.
Want a podcast like this one automatically created for your own topic? Pickard's automated podcast workflow turns your content into a complete show in minutes. Save time, stay consistent. Get in touch at pickard.de. P-I-C-K-E-R-T-D-E. YouTube has expanded conversational AI to smart televisions and gaming consoles, letting viewers ask about what they watch without leaving the video. Eligible users over 18 can press an Ask button, use the remote microphone, or choose suggested prompts to get instant answers. The test supports English, Hindi, Spanish, Portuguese, and Korean. The move follows rising TV viewing of YouTube. A Nielsen report in April 2025 found YouTube accounted for 12.4% of TV audience time. Competitors include Amazon's Alexa Plus, Roku, and Netflix testing similar AI. YouTube is adding automatic upscaling, a comment summarizer, an AI search carousel, and a dedicated Apple Vision Pro app. Meta is investing $65 million to influence state-level elections in the United States, aiming to support politicians favorable to looser regulation of artificial intelligence. The company has created four super PACs, including two new groups, Forge the Future Project for Republicans and Making Our Tomorrow for Democrats. Spending begins this week in Texas and Illinois. In Texas, where Meta is building three AI data centers, funds will bolster Republican campaigns. In Illinois, support will target at least four state legislature races. The move responds to Meta's concern about a patchwork of state laws. State campaigns are relatively inexpensive, making this sum potentially impactful. Source: New York Times.
That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.